will get it, but I will get it. For those seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Luke 17, beginning at verse 11, you'll find these words according to King James Version. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you for every listening ear in our audience today. We thank you for the hearts, God, that will be penetrated by your word. And so I ask for clear thoughts and an unction from you to declare what thus saith the Lord, that I will speak plainly, clearly, God, that the children can understand. Father, give us all an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, so that after the teaching, the preaching, the hearing of your word, we can all be doers of your word. This I do ask in the name of Jesus, and then all the believers say amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And these verses, amen, come from a very familiar passage of scripture, one that we have preached from, and one that you no doubt have heard lessons and messages from, amen, in your time in the church. But it's so befitting, as many of the other scriptures are, as we think about Thanksgiving. Amen. It's so befitting to, I feel, to share this passage with you today. And I want to use this thought, leave this thought with you, giving thanks from the heart.
Amen.
Giving thanks from the heart. Amen. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And what an exciting time it is.
Amen.
I'm talking to those that like fellowship with your family and friends. Amen. It's an exciting time to gather, if not in your home, in the home of a relative or home of a friend, and share family and friend time. Amen. It's a time when many of us are able to cease from our jobs. Amen. Many places give you off on Thanksgiving Day. We understand that there are some places of employment that work must continue. The fire department, police department, nursing home facilities and places like that. And that someone have to be there to man the station. So even though many of us will be gathering and celebrating with our family and friends, some will still have to work. But we thank God for this opportunity. And, you know, I've said it once and I'll say it again. Like the older I get, the more I begin to appreciate family time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like it's something in you, or at least in me. Maybe some of you, the older you get, the less you want to be bothered with folk. I don't know. But the older I get, look like I like gathering with family and friends. Amen. It's wonderful to be able to do so. And so Thursday is that day. Some call it Turkey Day. I was reading, well, sayings the other day, reasons to give thanks. One of the things said the only one that's not thankful on Thanksgiving Day is the turkey. He's not thankful. Amen. But other than that, it is a time of, let's turn it around, of giving thanks. Amen. I know that the stores and the merchants, they are taking advantage of this opportunity and telling you about the sales that they have. And I told my wife the other day, what will they call Friday? Because they've been having Black Friday sales for about the last month. So I wonder what they're going to call Friday now. Because usually wait until the Friday after Thanksgiving and call it Black Friday. But they've been having Black Friday sales Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday for about a month now. Amen. So merchants try to capitalize on you being full of turkey and being in a happy mood, and that you will come out and spend some money. But for the child of God, amen, it's an opportunity. And I heard Minister Waller refer to an attitude of gratitude. It is timely, man. It's an opportunity for us to express our thankfulness. And simply by saying thank you.
Yes,
two words. They are powerful words.
Amen.
When spoken from the heart.
That's right.
Powerful words. Make you feel good when someone says thank you. When you open the door for someone and they go through and they say thank you. Make you feel good, doesn't it?
Man,
that's right.
Then it's that person that you open the door and they walk right through it like you the bellhop. No thank you, no acknowledging that you even exist. But thank you is a polite expression of one's gratitude.
All
right. Did you get that? A polite expression of one's gratitude. I don't want you to hold your hand up, but just think about it. Do you know how to be polite? I'm not asking you, do you know anybody else? I'm just asking, do you know how to be polite? Think about that. Politeness shows. It says thank you is a polite expression of one's gratitude, and gratitude is a feeling of appreciation or thanks. Gratitude is a feeling of appreciation or thanks. Amen. I still tell my wife many times when she cooked for me, after I sit down and eat, I say, honey, thank you.
Amen.
Don't take it for granted. I know we feel like that we're supposed to do these things. We're in this position or that position and you're just supposed to do it. But what's wrong with thank you? You can't go wrong by telling somebody thank you. But you know, gratitude is rare these days. Our world has become so self-centered until you don't find people really grateful. I mean, truly grateful. But to express thanks and to be grateful should be noticed very noticeably among the people of God. We should be some of the most thankful people on earth. We were studying in our Sunday school lesson about the mediator, Jesus Christ being the mediator. In other words, being the one in between to reconcile or to make things right between man and God. Amen. We have a reason to be thankful. Saints of God should be thankful when we come into the house of God. Amen. We should come with thanksgiving in our heart. Can somebody tell the Lord thank you? Amen. Psalm 26 and verse 7 says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving. He talks about a voice of thanksgiving. Amen. In other words, a voice that is excited, a voice that is appreciative of what is happening. He says, I want to publish, or I want to make known with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. I want to tell with the voice of thanksgiving all that God has done for me. I want to tell it. And I want to tell it with the voice of thanksgiving. I want to show my appreciation, amen, of what God has done in my life. I want to show appreciation for how he has brought me time and time again. I want to show my appreciation how he has picked me up time and time again. Can you tell the Lord? Amen. Another verse here, Psalm 95, verses 2 and 3 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. You know, the thing about praising God and giving thanks is you don't have to be in tune.
Man.
Now, I know when you know, if you're in the choir and you're doing service, you need to be in tune. I'm talking about when you're at home. When you're driving in your car, glory to God. You don't have to worry about things like that.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about your voice cracking. Let it crack. Let it strain. Glory to God. You're giving thanks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're making a joyful noise. How many know what a joyful noise is? Joyful noise is a sound that you will hear outside of a someone having a birthday celebration on the inside, and you stand at the door and listen. It will be a joyful noise coming from the inside. Because all those that will be gathered will be happy and joyous and jolly and just having a good time. That's a joyful noise. Glory to God. So when it comes to praising God, when it comes to giving thanks, we should also have a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. It says, verse 3, for the Lord is great and a great king above all gods.
Amen.
That's why we owe him a joyful noise. That's why we owe him, amen, a praise with a voice of thanksgiving. In other words, your voice needs to sound thankful. Glory to God. Not like someone is forcing you to say thank you, but it should be a joyful sound. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, the text that we shared with you here today, as we said, is somewhat familiar to us. Amen. Jesus is on the march again. And this word says that he went to Jerusalem and it went right into the middle of Samaria and Galilee.
All right.
Amen. Perhaps on the border of each one. Maybe one on the right and one on the left. The word says that when he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. Amen. Let's look at this thing about leprosy for a moment. It says leprosy was a skin disease. And this disease would cause the skin sometime to become raw and reddish looking. Amen. It didn't look good and it didn't feel good. the leper was to be put away from the main population. In other words, he could not mingle with everybody else. The leper had to stay separate from, amen, the main population. And not only that, but we're told that he had to leave his hair uncared for and clothes looking all tattered. And not only that, but he had to say himself, unclean, unclean. In other words, he had to alert anyone coming in close to him that, look, I'm unclean, don't come next to me. Leprosy. Sounds like a miserable life. Sounds like a life that I wouldn't want to live. Glory be to God. But Jesus, he was going through this village and he met these 10 men. 10 men with leprosy. The other stigma about leprosy was that many people believed that it was punishment for sin. Now that is just what people believe. The Bible doesn't support that. The Bible just simply says it was a disease. But y'all know how we can be sometimes. If somebody has something, we tell, oh yeah, God give them. They wouldn't have had that if they hadn't done so and so. But leprosy was, it was just a very bad skin disease. And it put people in a very bad position. Glory to God. Where it separated you from family. We're talking about gathering with family later this week. Well, a leper couldn't do that. He had to remain separated. Glory to God. He was not to touch anybody. No one was to touch him. But I've got good news for you today. Amen. That you might have a situation that you feel have you separated from everybody. But Jesus is willing. Jesus is willing to touch you. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because even in this book of Luke, amen, in chapter 5, there was an account of Jesus touching a leper. And that was unheard of. You didn't touch them. But Jesus came to step over any boundary that had been laid by them. We told you this morning, he was the great mediator. He came to reconcile us. He came to let us know that he was someone that we could call on any time of night or day. There in Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, you find this account. And the man, amen, cried out to Jesus and said, have mercy on me. And the Bible says that Jesus reached out and touched him. Can you imagine everybody looking at it? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus was willing to go beyond the expectation of man. And so when he met these 10 men, he just simply met them. And they lifted up their voice. In other words, they were loud in their request for mercy. They were loud in their request for relief. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, they weren't shy about asking God to have mercy on them. They weren't somewhere whispering, God, have mercy on me. But they were saying, Jesus, have mercy on us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said, when he saw them, when Jesus saw them, he looked at the sad state that they were in. Can you imagine 10 men, and now all of them there with their skin, with some kind of disfiguration on it, red or raw looking, and all of them with tattered clothes on and their hair all over the head. But Jesus, when he saw them, glory be to God, Jesus stayed right in line with the Mosaic law, but he spoke words of healing.
Yes.
Simply obeying God can bring healing. Jesus didn't look at them and say, you're healed. He didn't look at them and say, you're going to be all right. He looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priest.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest. You see, the position of the priest was to pronounce a leper clean or unclean. If by chance his skin had cleared up, he still had to go before the priest and to be released by the priest. Glory be to God. So Jesus just fell right in line, and he simply said, go show yourselves to the priest. Thank you, Jesus. And so they turned and they began to go toward the priest. Wherever he was, they were on their way to see the priest. And the Bible said that as they went, they looked and they noticed that they were healed. I can imagine that they gave new meaning to the words that we use sometimes. We use the words, I looked at my hand and my hand looked new. They gave new meaning to it because when they looked at their hand, when they looked at their arm, when they looked at their feet, all of it looked new because it cleared up. Thank you, Jesus. I can only imagine how they must have felt. Glory be to God. Now, anybody in here have ever had a real bad toothache? Then you go to the dentist and have them to get rid of it. Man, don't you feel good?
All right.
After the, you know, that stuff ain't nothing with after that wear off, man. Looks like your body just feels good.
Yes.
You won't be in that pain no more, man. It feels good. Can you imagine those men?
All right.
Those 10 men have spent so much time just sitting outside of the city because they had to be away from everybody. And morning and noon and night, all they could do was just look at one another, look from one misery to another. Look on the right hand and there's misery. Look on the left and there's misery. But Jesus came walking by. And Jesus told them simply to go show yourself to the priest. Just let the priest take a look at you. And by faith, they walked toward the priest. Lord have mercy. And they looked down and noticed that they were healed. And the Bible says that one of them, when he noticed that he was healed, just one of them, he couldn't go any further. I'm going to have to break protocol right now. I'm going to have to see the priest later. I've got to go back and see Jesus. I've got to go back and see the man that caused this change in my life. Because now you've got to realize that 1,000 things is running through his head. I'll be able to go home now. I'll be able to sit down with my family. I'll be able to go to the marketplace and stand around and talk to my friends. Because what Jesus has wrought in my life. So I've got to go back and thank him. The Bible said he turned and he went back. And he fell down on his face. Glory be to God. Fell all the way down on his face and said, oh my God. He wasn't ashamed to give God thanks. He wasn't ashamed to let the Lord know. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my life. You've done what nobody else could do. Anybody had a situation like that in your life? That only Jesus could bring about a change. Only Jesus could minister the aid that you needed. The man fell down at the feet of Jesus and said, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God. Every now and then, you need to make up in your mind, I'm going to be the one to give him thanks. I'm gonna be the one to give him praise. I'm gonna be the one to let him know I appreciate all that he done for me. He fell down and he gave him thanks. Glory be to God. But Jesus looked around. You see, Jesus don't have amnesia like we do. We have amnesia. God do something for us tomorrow, we don't forget about it. We complain about something else, want to do something else tomorrow. We ain't thinking enough, you know, for what he done the day before. We don't forget all about that. But Jesus looked around and he said, wasn't it 10? Oh, hallelujah. He said, you see, Jesus knows some of you have not returned to give him thanks for what he done for you. Some of you ain't here today. You had a situation that was beyond your control. And the Lord worked it out for you. And now you haven't returned to give him thanks. Jesus never forgot about it. Jesus looked around and he said, wasn't it 10? Or where's the 9? Haven't but one come back. And Jesus referred to him as a stranger because he was a Samaritan. He was, you know, he had leprosy and he was a Samaritan. It appeared that maybe the other 9 were Jews. Glory be to God. And usually they didn't even mingle with one another. But when you're in a bad state, it's all of you in the same barrel together. But those 9, they kept on about their business. Maybe they went to the priest. That's what they went to the priest. Glory be to God. But the one. You see, you got to make up in your mind. All right. We sing the song sometimes, a mother don't go, a father don't go. Right. A mother don't return and give God thanks. I'm going to turn around and say thank you. And daddy don't turn around and say thank you. I'm going to tell him thank you. If a neighbor don't tell him thank you, I'm going to tell him thank you for what you've done for me. They was overjoyed. And now I can live a normal life. Yeah. Now I can live a peaceful life. Yeah. A life that I hadn't known in a long time. Glory be to God. Because of the change that come in my life. Can somebody tell God thank you? I said, can somebody tell him thank you? Glory be to God. God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Yeah. From the rising of the sun. To be prayed. Somebody here today, just a few days before Thanksgiving, but God has already blessed you beyond measure. Already blessed you beyond what you deserve. And you ought to be willing today to just say within yourself, that don't nobody else give him that. That don't nobody else praise him. I'm going to be the one that turns around. You brought me all the way. You see, some of you have been sick, and you're going to the doctor, and then he sent you to another doctor, and then that will send you to another doctor, and along with the doctor visit, they give you a pill right here, and they give you a pill right here, and they give you a pill right here, and then when you get home and sit down and read it, this pill works against this pill, and this pill works against that pill, and so now you're in a dilemma. Glory be to God. I know we have to take medicine sometimes, but every now and then, we ought to stretch out on faith and watch God work. Because just let me heal back in those days. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He's still a way maker. There is still nothing too hard for God. If he can't fix it, then he can't be fixed. Thank you. with you. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. You know what he done for you. Glory be to God. Every now and then, you're going to come through a door and come running at the house.
Thank you.
If you're here today, I I don't take a chance on straddling the fence. You need to surrender wholly and completely unto the Lord. Because when you leave this world, there's just two destinations. You can't go to but one.
That's right.
Once you reach one, you can't change your mind.
That's right.
You shall want to go back to the other.